a belly, a smell, cigarettes and old coffee. My editor, esteemed, weary Frank Curry, rocking back in his cracked hush puppies, his teeth soaked in brown tobacco saliva. "Where are you on the story, kiddo?" There was a silver tack on my desk, point up. He pushed it lightly under a yellow thumbnail. "Near done." I had 3 inches of copy. I needed 10.
"Good. Fuck her, file it, and come to my office."
"I can come now."
"Fuck her, file it, then come to my office."
"Fine. 10 minutes. I wanted my thumbtack back. He started out of my cubicle. His tie swayed down near his crotch.
"Preaker?"
"Yes, Curry?"
"Fuck her."
Frank Curry thinks I'm a soft touch. Might be because I'm a woman. Might be because I'm a soft touch. Curry's office is on the 3rd floor. I'm sure he gets panicky pissed every time he looks out the window and sees the trunk of a tree. Good editors don't see bark. They see leaves. If they can even make out trees from up on the 20th, 30th floor. But for the Daily Post, 4th largest paper in Chicago, relegated to the suburbs, there's room to sprawl.